Blog Talk Radio.
Call me Little Bo Beef, I'm out here shining. For the lost sheep, I'm out here grinding. I ain't talking cheese, I'm out here mining. Looking for diamonds, kingdom business, I'm mining. Trying to wake you up from the lullaby rhyming. Devil can't touch this heat, pantomime it. He is a liar, so says the lion. Shelter in my protector. Running to him, be faster than a puma. Holy is a wave, repping the ancient of days. Christ is a big kahuna.
Shalom, shalom.
and welcome everybody out to another edition of Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Bama Bud, and with me is Gabar Kawa. You on there, Gabar?
Con,
brother. I like that, man. I know. I figured out my echo problem. Just the headphones I'm on. I got some new ones coming in, man. So that's a work in progress.
Okay.
I had another brother. I was gonna text out.
So we're working on the echo, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have to, man. I think the problem is too. If we're both on the, if we're all on the speaker. I know Char's reading, and he's on the speaker. I'm on the headphones, so there's an echo from there. And if you have headphones, or you're on the speaker, then all of those, that space is what's creating the echo. So the only way we're going to be able to do it properly is being able to make sure that we get rid of that dead air. That dead space, man, all the echoes that these speakers create. All right, so without further ado, man, we're gonna thank everybody for joining us first and foremost, because we're gonna have having problems with the Blog Talk. You know, just it's a hit and miss, be truthful. You know, so for me it's been that way, you know what I'm saying? And I know the it's something that's been worked on, so we've been communicating about, you know. So sometimes we'll send the blast out. Blog Talk is going to be tonight, and we're literally calling in, and they'll say the host pinned, the host, the show, they're having a problem with their system. So I won't let the host link. But for the host, for everybody else, it'll say a host hasn't called in. So the truth of it is we're working on things. It's just hit and miss, but when the Most High give it to us, we're going to advantage. We're going to take advantage. You know what I'm saying? When the shows go through, we're definitely going to take advantage and give the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding. Make sure we go on into it, man, and really help to really drop what we try to teach. You know what I'm saying? Of the message that we're definitely in there. Also, I'd like to tell everybody, you know, hope everybody is enjoying the Feast of Tabernacles. You know, I think it started on the 11th? I think it started on the 11th or the 16th or the 16th. One of the days. I started my last, I think like Tuesday is when I started. So we're going through the 8 days. You know, we set the 10 up. We're
feasting. I think it was the
12th, right? Yeah, the 11th or the 12th, one of them. But we've been feasting, you know, set the tent up. And, you know, if you can get out to celebrate with other Israelites, please get out. Y'all celebrate together. You know what I'm saying? Go out. That was the whole purpose of doing the Memorial Blood Compass, was calling Israel to order, getting everybody's attention. And then the Day of Atonement was fasting, but also atoning. Let me go make things right with the people around me, the other Israelites that are around. And then the Feast of Tabernacles was us coming together in each other's homes and feasting together. And if we're in tents, then you came to my tent, I went to your tent, and we feast together. Let me read this real quick. Go here. But going into the class, because I know I'm, you know, kind of getting, not behind, but I want to maximize as much time as I can definitely maximize. Hold on a second. Let me plug my phone up. Make sure it don't go bad on me. All right, glad I did that. Because it'll be 20 minutes. She's out there, Donnie. Oh, she's over there. She's up there.
Mommy.
So, to get us started, Gabar, the topic we're going to go into is trusting in the Father, faith. the direction I wanted to go in, the way I want to go in this a lot, is your investment. You investing into what it is you truly believe is your help. And that's what I had this talk with the guy this morning. And we look at one thing. This is what we were talking about. And everything that we have going on and we're doing, we're starting to look at the world that we live in where we have less and less control of our environment, other things around us. Less control, right? The reason I say less control, as prices go up on things, as food is going up, as rent is going up, and as much as the things around us are going up, wages aren't really going up, right? So the things that a person would be able to say, well, I got a good job, or I got my degree, and where it used to be a good job kept you safe, but a lot of people, even in the truth, a lot of people looked at the amount of money they had, and because of my paycheck or what was in my bank or my credit score or educational level, I would look at these things and say, okay, my stability and my faith kind of lean that way. And what I mean by leaning that way out is I got my degree, and I really invested into that degree. I went through my high school years, top of my class. Went through my college, undergraduate years. Got through, working hard for that piece of paper. I adjusted my life so that the investment in the things that I was doing was to accomplish getting that piece of paper. Jobs, military, didn't matter what a person out here in the world was doing and what we were, even in the truth, striving for. We looked at the things around us as stability. Now we live in a time where even with the piece of paper, it's not guaranteed you're going to get a good job. Even with the retired military, I'm a veteran. Yeah, veterans shooting themselves. It's like the country let them down. The things that I invested years of my life into, I'm turning around now, and those things are not taking care of me. And on some situations, hey, man, some people have invested in music and invested in a degree and everything else, and some it worked out for, right? So we have the medical school, got his doctorate degree, got a job in the hospital, he's doing nice. Engineering, whatever. This is the point I'm making. If our faith is the Father, and I truly believe that is the source, that fuel that takes care of me, that is where my power is. If I believe that, then the way we show the Most High that we believe is by a greater investment into what it is he's expecting of us. The scripture, what I want you to find, it says, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly, right? And then it says, he that soweth bountifully. If you can find that, and my phone may not be right in front of me, everybody, but if you text me, I'll text that something. You got to find that real quick. This is he that, I'm looking for it. Are you there, bro?
Hello? Tom.
Okay.
I got you. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6.
chapter, right? Second Corinthians, like you said, right?
Todd. Verse 9, I'm sorry, chapter 9 and verse 6.
No. Hold on a second. Let me get that with you real fast. Second Corinthians chapter 9. I'm right there now, right on it. Jabbar, verse 6, right?
Yes, sir. Go ahead and mute your speaker.
Yeah, but I want you to start at verse. I want you to go to service 5, okay? And I'm gonna mute the speaker, but I want you to start at verse 5, okay? And you're gonna read from 5. Down to verse 9, okay? From 5 to 9.
Con.
7. Second. 9 to 11. You down to verse 11, okay?
Okay.
All right. No.
All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, starting at verse 5, reads, "Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye had noticed before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as of covetousness. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully."
Stop right there, good boy. Stop right there for a second. I want you to look up. We need to understand, what is he talking about when he's saying, therefore I thought it necessary to exhort you to acknowledge, to correct, right?
To warn
that they would go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty. Give me the definition of bounty. "Therefore ye have noticed before, for the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as of covetousness." So your bounty is, give me the definition of bounty.
Okay, you don't want the definition of exhort?
I'm gonna assume we're intelligent enough. We know what exhort.
Okay, and we said to exhort is to warn.
So we know that this is a warning he was giving, right?
Or to encourage strongly, urge to do something. So you want the definition of, what was the word again?
Bounty. B-O-U-T-Y.
Con. The definition of bounty is a sum paid for killing or capturing a person or animal. Well, meaning something given generously.
So something doing what?
Given generously.
Okay. Anything else?
Money given as a reward as for killing a harmful animal or capturing a criminal. Let's see. Merriam-Webster, since it comes up here, should be a second. Liberality in giving, generosity.
Is it an investment?
I'm pulling it up here.
But maybe, how much you're giving.
Right. A bounty is, you know, mainly bottom line, a reward for whatever the task may be. You know, like, let's say bounty hunters, they get paid, a reward
right.
for bringing, you know, and catch
so
back.
So we understand this. This what this topic was about, as a matter of bounty and not of covetousness. It wasn't about what I was going to get. It should have been about what was needed, like what people needed. If you look at when he started this out, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says, verse 1 says, for as touching the ministering of the saints.
To the saints.
Thank you. So this is touching the ministry, right? The saints, the ministry that's supposed to go out to the saints, right? This is what we're talking about. That's the work that, as we're reading, this is what that chapter was talking about. So when I'm sowing something, who was I sowing it to? It was the investment to the saints, right? I just wanted to make sure we keep that in perspective for a second. Because we're doing the work of the Most High. We're doing the work of the Most High. The Most High is not saying, he's not saying you're not doing the work of the Most High. He's just trying to figure out who are we reaching.
Right.
What saints am I ministering to? Now look up the word minister. Ministry. Look up that. Because we believe that it's just teaching. But also when I look at the scriptures, when it said that Caleb and Aaron, was it Aaron? Not Aaron.
Caleb and Joshua.
Joshua. It said Joshua and Caleb ministered to Moses, right? So were they teaching Moses?
No.
Right. That's why I wanted to look up the definition of ministry. Because we have confined our mind to say that as long as I'm teaching, I'm good. I want you to look up ministry.
I got it here. Minister. Attend to the needs of someone. Attend to the needs of someone.
He says, for as touching the ministering to the saints, this must be touching the needs, attending to the needs of the saints, right?
Con. I got two.
What's two say?
It says, one who serves as distinguished from the master.
If I'm the master,
he brings up Joshua and Caleb. It's Exodus 33 and 11.
Right.
Attendant on one of superior rank as to Joshua, the servant of Moses.
Wow. So if, as we're trying to be ministers, right, we want to be the teachers. We want to be the brothers that are doing what we call the work of the Most High, right? See, if our job is to get out here to minister to them, then to minister to them, our job was to get out here and to help them become a servant to the saints. I'm a servant to the ones that were in need. It was my investment. This is about me investing, giving my bounty, giving my part for their help.
Con.
Right?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we're clear.
In 5, in 2 Corinthians 9 and 5, it says, therefore I thought it necessary. It was necessary to exhort the brethren.
Right, to warn the brethren. I got to warn y'all. This is something I have to warn. It says that they would go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty. That means it was about they were sent out to serve the brothers that were in Macedonia. Correct. I'm sending them out, and it's for them to make up your bounty. It was for them to invest into you. We understand that, right?
God.
Whereof ye have noticed before, right? It says that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as of covetousness. This is about getting, this is about investing into you, not something I can brag on. To covet something is, oh, this is mine. I did this for me. I got this ready. I got this body, or I got these brothers ready for me so that I can say I did that. Rather than we're supposed to be ready as a matter of bounty. These brothers have what they need.
Right.
These sisters and brothers have what they need, not look at what I did.
Con.
This
because
is my fruit.
Go ahead,
I was going to say, because the Most High is looking at you and what you did to prepare, because that's what
brother.
It's about.
Right.
It's about the preparation so that the brethren would be prepared as a matter of
brother,
and not as a covenant.
Right. And you, it wasn't about what you did. It's not about ego. It's about what? Making sure that the brothers are ready. Did I get the nation ready? Did I do my part to make sure that the body was ready? Or did I do it so that I could flash? You know what I'm saying? So that I could say, look at what I did. This is the work that I've been doing. You know what I'm saying?
Con.
This is what the scripture is telling us.
Gain glory.
Right. This is what the scripture is telling us we're supposed to be moving away from. It's not about, I'm not doing this because I'm covetous. I'm doing it because you need this reward. You need this investment. It's about building you up. Now, check it out. Now read verse 6 now.
Todd, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6 reads, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully.
I like what you're showing there, that if my investment into the saints is sparingly, what will make it sparingly? The whole time I'm doing it, I'm saying what? Well, what's in it for me? I'm not going to give all this. You know why? Because I'm not going to get anything out of it. What am I supposed to get back? But I'm going to get calls at 4 in the morning. I'm the one having to deal with people's problems. What is coming back to me? So since I don't see my reward, that my investment in what they need is going to be what? Sparingly.
It's going to be sparingly.
I'm rationing out. I'll make sure that I look out for me. I'm gonna make sure I take care of me, and I'll give what I have. I'll give what I feel I have to give. I have to give rather than me giving based on the fact that I know what you need.
Right.
I know how much you need. But because I know how much you need, but I know what it's going to take from me, I got to sow sparingly. So the Most High said, okay, if your investment is sparingly, then when it's time for you to get blessed by the Most High, guess what you'll get?
Right. So you're not in the frame of mind. I'm sorry.
You understand it, right?
If you're in the frame of mind that you're only going to put in where you can see where you benefit. The Most High is looking at our frame of minds and the proof basically is what this is saying. The proof is in the put in. So whatever you put in, if you put in sparingly, it's going to prove that your mind wasn't in the right state. You weren't thinking about the others. You were thinking about what you were going to get.
You know what's sad, brother? When you keep reading down, you're going to understand that the only person you hurt is you. You hurt yourself. But you don't understand the mind of the Father. You don't understand what the Father's doing. You don't understand what he's putting together. And it's not new, because just like we don't understand, hell, they didn't understand either. They were so busy thinking about what they were losing that they didn't realize that the people that they didn't build up, they didn't build up any help for themselves either. Because I didn't want to invest. The only person that I hurt was myself, and it's going to show it. We're going to get back to it. Now, read verse 7.
2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 7 reads, every man according as he proposes in his mind or heart, so let him give.
Stop there. Because it's all in what you think. You know what? I'll invest. You look at men, and their lack of investment is there because they're looking at what they have and where they're at, and they're like, well, I'm not willing to give this up. Oh. Like the point said, not grudgingly, right? Or of necessity. But you know what I'm looking at? It still gets to one thing. Every man according to his purpose, according as he proposes in his heart or his mind, right? Who came up with the amount of sacrifice and investment and dedication that I'm going to give? Who came up with that? That man in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
So every man is doing this. I'm looking at what I got, what I worked up, what I don't work to, what I got, and now you want me to take the little that I got and sacrifice it.
Well, where's that going to leave me, though?
That's false. We don't do it grudgingly, Gabar. No, we do it sparingly. I'm giving. But the Most High, like, look at it like, hey, you know what? But the Most High never told me I had to give everything or how much I was to give. So I am going to give. I'm going to give what I deem fit to give. So, you know, and when it's time to study to improve myself, I'm not really, I don't think I need to do all that. You know, I counsel. Brother, call me. We go over some scriptures. I'll show them the scriptures, but the investment into what he may need to help him, I'm not 100% invested, because that requires a lot more of me, a lot more of my sacrifices. And the years are gone, and I'm talking to another brother that's been the truth, as long as I've been the truth. The longer we're here, the less men sacrifice. More years I see people come, but it's less sacrifice. It used to be a time, we had to be in class 6 days a week. We was off, so you was around 7 days. 7 days a week, huh? We had duty at the school. We had duty at the school. We had the flea markets. We had the camp business. We had the Sabbath service. We had class every day. We went from giving at that level, but we gave that level. Why? Because that was in our mind or in our heart, right?
And it was what was necessary.
Yep. He says, every man according to
every man according as he proposed it
in his heart. When it gets lower, because a man decided to give less. What is that? It ain't what happened. Can we try to use that excuse, Kabar? Well, you know, it's my condition, and you know, this went on in my life, and now I'm in this condition, but I'm still trying to do the work of the Most High. No, now I'm doing it sparingly.
Yeah, you're trying to control.
Right.
Because
when I first came in, I was going through a whole lot of different things. I was going through, it was losing women, losing relationships, all this. And I did what? I still was in class, still had my garments ironed out, my boots shined, and I was, every time class started, my butt was there.
Okay.
All of it's the work of the Most High. I'm not going to ever say, oh, no, brother, you ain't doing the work of the Most High now. No, I'm not going to say that. We just show the Most High where our heart is at. We show the Father the less of the dedication, the less we are dedicated and sacrificing, the less we invest is because our heart ain't there. And all we're showing the Father is where our heart is at, where our mind really is. There's a scripture that says, where a man's treasure is, that's where his heart is also, right?
Con. Let me get that.
We gotta get it right away. I'm just quoting it because we're, hold on. Let me see this link. 1 second, guys. 1 second.
That's funny because I just put that scripture in the text. So I'm looking. I'm trying to remember who was I texting when I sent that. Let me see here.
You can find that real quick. Because I'm going over this out because this hit me. And I was reading it. I'm like, man, this is what we keep making the mistake in doing. We're not seeing that.
No, that's not it. That was, okay, hold on. Because, Isaiah 33:6 says, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy time.
Salvation. Because you know what we're getting around?
Because the fear of the Most High is.
This is the problem. We already know that. And what we're doing is we keep telling ourselves, I do have the wisdom, the knowledge of the Most High. So I think that from that, I'm good. But if we're ministering to the saints, if we're really trying to get out here and do this work and wake up our people and everything else, he's trying to show us that more is needed. And you're only going to give based off of where your mind is at. If I'm giving sparingly, I'm trying to look out for me. I'm working, but I'm still working and looking out for me, and it reflects. It reflects because you can see from what you're building day in, day out, what you have is a reflection of your investment.
Right.
If I'm showing bountifully, I'm going out here and I'm putting a lot
in,
you can see it.
The proof
right.
is in the pudding.
Right. And you know what's crazy? The Most High show men every day, and you watch this brother growing. These brothers are growing. Why are they growing? Because I'm making real investments into what it is that I'm doing. I'm not smiling in somebody's face and shucking and jiving, and I'm not giving because the Father's looking back and seeing that you didn't give. You decided that what you're doing was enough. You made that decision. You forgot, and I'm speaking to myself, I'm looking right in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? So to everybody listening to this class, I'm asking you to do the same thing. When you listen to the words and you read, look in the mirror. In your mind, ask yourself, am I doing this sparingly? Am I trying to protect me? The Most High, like, if you're doing it sparingly because you're trying to protect you, then you're going to reap sparingly. I'm only going to give you, I'm only giving you enough. It's funny. I'm giving you enough for you. And the little that you have now is all you need. So this was about you doing this for you and the body and everyone else. Then the Most High would give more. Because we require more. The body requires more.
Time. That verse is Matthew 6 and 21.
That real quick. I'm going to read this and we're going to go there, okay? No, but read it. Read it, Gabar. Go there real quick, right? Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. Is that what you said?
Time.
Hold on.
And actually,
I probably should read
from 20.
You said Matthew?
Matthew 6 and 20. So we could go to 19, but 20 will work. Because it's right on your focal point.
Yeah, you know, you can read up. Read 19.
God. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19 reads, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal.
You know what's crazy, Gabar? Did you read right there? You know, most of us will say, I ain't got nothing. That ain't talking about me, because I don't have anything. I am a poor man that's saying, or proud. I'm a poor man that has nothing. I haven't laid up anything. I don't have anything. I got time, though, right?
I got
whatever it is that I deem to be important, that's what I'm holding on to. And you know the crazy thing is, if I can make a statement to say I don't have anything, how big should my bounty be then? How big should my investment be if I'm one of those people that don't have anything? Now we understand why the Most High said he hated a poor man that's proud.
Right.
Right.
You don't got to pop the piss in, and you're going half-ass. You might as well be pushing one of them grocery carts around.
Bag man, bag lady.
Yeah, man. I've got to push them, but I got my cans. I'm going to make money off them cans. Don't throw them cans away. I got this lamp. This lamp got the same little value. I got my favorite blanket and pillow on them cold nights. I snuggle up. I got my three pair of socks on. I get two when one sock funky up too much, I rotate them. That's how we look to the Father. He's trying to figure out what the hell are you holding on to. You're going to literally go in here and so sparingly? Like, what the hell are you holding on to? Look what you're trying to hold on to. That's the point I'm making. Read on. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. Go ahead.
But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal.
Read.
For where your treasure is, there will your mind or heart be also.
Most I know our mind is at, because he can tell by the investment. I know that you're still trying to, you're still stuck on this earth trying to preserve what you think is important on this earth. So now, when it's time, and if I'm looking at, when it was time for me to bless you or take care of you, I don't think there's nothing to take. What I was building, what I was having you invest in, what was going to be, what took care of you. And we're going to get to that. We're going to get back, and I'm going to show it to you. We're going to read it, and I'm going to show it to you. Go ahead.
Kyle. Matthew 6 and 22 reads, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light.
That means I'm invested. I'm focused on what it is I'm doing. If I would focus on giving to the Father, doing the work, he said, my whole body will be full of light. I'm coming up. I'm taken care of. I'm coming up. The Father is literally blessing, but we have to realize how he blessed. It's bad. Right? He's going to show us how we get our gifts. How do we get blessed? Because that blessing is a thing we're looking for anyway. So, if we're here looking for the blessing, the Father's going to show you how you get blessed or how you get taken care of. Let's go back now. Go back to 1 Corinthians, or 2 Corinthians chapter 9, okay?
2 Corinthians chapter 9.
I want you to jump down to verse
8.
Read 7 and 8.
2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 7 reads, every man according as he proposeth in his mind or heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for the Most High loveth a cheerful giver.
Most High loves somebody who enjoy investing, right? I enjoy giving. I enjoy teaching. I enjoy the development. not a person that's going to develop, but I'm grudgingly. I ain't doing it because I know that I'm investing this in the body. I'm going to give these to the saints. I'm going to give this to the brothers and sisters, but ain't nothing coming back into me. Necessity. Man, I'm doing it because I need some types to come in. Man, I need somebody to look out for me.
Or I want credit.
The most I like, nope.
And that's
why he's saying
because you want credit for it. You want someone to mention you, a man to mention, yeah, you know. And that's the only reason why. That's
right.
That same game.
Brother, I don't know if that's it. I need to feel good about what I'm doing.
Come.
I need my stroke. I need somebody to stroke. What's the song about? he said, that's the shoulder off. He said, well, we want somebody to pat us on the back. We're looking for that. But I'm reading this, and I'm like, hey, you know what? A brother will sow sparingly because he is grudging. He is still holding the grudge. He will sow sparingly out because he's looking at necessity. Look at the time I'm in. Look what's going around me. Ain't nobody going to help me. I got to look out for me. That mind frame ain't getting us nowhere. Check this out. Now read verse 8. If the Most High said he love a cheerful giver, verse 8.
And the Most High is able to make all grace abound toward you.
And damn, he was telling, Paul was telling these same men that were being sent out to minister to the saints. If you go out here and take care of them, build them up, the Most High will make all, he said he's able to make all grace abound towards you. Grace is something given is not deserved, right? Or expected.
Right. And he said all grace.
So everything you need, so if you don't have what you need, why is that?
Because you sow sparingly.
Exactly. These are the keys to letting you know what relationship that you have with the Father. I'm sitting on the floor. Well, you've been sowing stuff. You sow bountifully. I mean, you sow sparingly. But I ain't got enough to pay my bills. You sow sparingly. And get a good job. I can't get a woman. Like, bro, you been the truth. You the truth. You ain't got no rib. Something wrong, man. But all these indicators. You ain't got the money in your pocket? It's something wrong. The car, there's something wrong. Reason I'm not saying that you're negative or wicked. Go on. Stop. What I'm saying is that the Father is trying to give us the remedy out, the formula, better word, right?
Right.
I'm giving you the formula. I'm giving you the formula to success. It all stems from your investment. When you were willing to sleep on the floor, when you were willing to sacrifice your life, get up. The bar, knees hurting. I'm going to come down them stairs with my garment on or my clothes. I'm going to that mall. I'm standing here hurting. But if you think back, when all that was going on, almost like I had it all for you. Every time we turned, every day was needed, it was there. And the more the investment, the things that I would have needed, the more to be there. That's why I'm reading this out. It's the formula that we have to trust. Son.
Todd, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 9. Wait, finish eight. And the Most High is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, and may abound to every good work.
Lord, I'm right there. The Most High is saying that we would always have all sufficiency, just what you need, in all things. My job, what was the Most High going to make sure you had what you needed? But what would get you there?
Esteeming others. You know.
Right. How much you were willing to spend.
Better than yourself.
Well, how much am I willing to invest in the others? I can go sparingly as I put some back for me. I'm making sure that I got my people taken care of. My family's taken care of. I'm making sure that. So when it's time to do more investing in the other people, no, I'm not going to make those investments. I'm sowing sparingly. But the Most High is showing you, when you don't have what you need or you don't have enough, what is he trying to show you? What you've been sowing. This is the level of work you've been doing. This is why you are lacking in the things that are sufficient. Sufficiency, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things that you need. That ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. When we're doing the right thing, everything that we need will be there for us, right? But when I'm not doing the right thing, so what would be the right thing in this case? Sowing bountifully. Being a cheerful giver. That, my friend, would you say it, Bar?
No, go ahead, because I have a scripture to go along with it, where you're at.
Let me finish last of December 9. It says, as it is written, he had dispersed abroad. He had given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. It's all of the deeds, not all the good deeds, on what's remembered. It's the people that are helped. That's what's remembered. That's the work.
Yeah.
Pull your scripture real quick. Where are you going real quick, sir?
It's in the Apocrypha. It's Ecclesiasticus 43 and 30. And this is the frame of mind that we need to be in. And once I read it, Ecclesiasticus in the Apocrypha chapter 43 in verse 30 reads, when ye glorify the Most High, exalt him as much as ye can, for even yet will he far exceed. And when ye exalt him, put forth all your strength, and be not weary, or don't be sowing sparingly. Don't be in that mind frame of necessity.
Being weak, God.
Give as much as you can. Because for ye can never go far enough. You can never go far enough. That's the frame of mind that you have to be in. in order to please the Most High. That's the cheerful, I'm going to give all that I can, knowing that the scripture says that the Most High is going to exceed far above. Just like it goes right with all of the grace that we just read.
Go to 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18. Let's go there real fast.
Verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of the Most High, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of the Most High in him?
I have no love for the Most High. Go ahead.
My little children. Let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are the truth, that we are of the truth, and shall assure our minds or hearts before him.
This is how you know that you can feel confident. Our confidence is supposed to be that we are of this truth. The way you know that you're of this truth is what? The love that you show, the people that you help, the help that you give. So if you ain't giving no help, what good is it? Should I point out that we have become masters? We have become masters in loving and word. Hold on, Gabon. Hold on real quick. Hold on.
Time.
Hey. Okay. I had to get my house in order real quick. I'm like, man. Yeah? Oh?
God, I'm here. I was
now, let's go back.
About a song. You remember that one song by Luther Vandross when he was never too much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, but I'm only tripping on one thing. I'm like, well, as I'm reading this, I'm starting to understand we're lacking. If we understand the formula, man, we can trust it. He said, brother, there's nothing we lack. All the things that are sufficient. I like he said, man, always having all, is that sufficiency?
Sufficient.
In all things?
In all things.
I'm gonna have, and everything that I need, it'll be there for me. Because I kept giving. I saw that Israel needed, and I kept giving. I kept investing. When you're struggling and it ain't coming through for you, the Most High keep looking at one thing. You keep lacking. You keep having less because you're afraid to invest. Because that's the formula. 3 verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 10.
Con. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 10 reads. Now, wait a minute. Did we skip 9? Did you want to skip 9?
You read the right scripture. Verse 9, verse 10. Verse 10.
Con. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 10 reads, now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruit of your
righteousness. Damn. So how do we increase the fruits of our righteousness? How do we have the meat, the food that we need? How is our seed, you know what I'm saying? How is the most of our seed sown?
Ecclesiastes 11.
Cast the giving.
Cast your seed. Cast your bread. You cast it off.
He's trying to show you. It says, now he that ministered seed to the sower, both ministers bread for your food.
God.
I'm giving. The more that we invest, it's the way that we were going to be fed also. Now that'll say the ghost molted out the ox and treads the corn. If they're doing, he was talking about them. If we're doing the work, you're not supposed to muzzle the ox. But if I'm not working, this is why I'm not, I don't have sufficient. I don't have the things that I need because I haven't been giving. Lack because I haven't been given. I've convinced myself that, man, when I was dedicated, when I was giving, well, this is how I ended up. Well, no, you didn't end up this way because of the giving. You ended up this way because of some negative that you were doing, or you just wouldn't listen. And because you wouldn't listen, this is how you ended up in the condition that you're in. This is the formula to get out of the condition that you're in. Got to give bountifully. To invest, right?
Come on. It's right there where it says, and multiply your seeds. Meaning you gotta put in. You gotta multiply.
Yeah, you gotta add. You're adding on now. Every day, and I'm lacking. And I'm also like, well, you ain't built nothing, man. You're not building anything that will take care of you. Looking for COVID or stimulus money to take care of us. You're looking for that paycheck to take care of us. We're looking for disability to take care of us. It got so bad for some families, Doc. They had to move on the street, home, whatever. I'm looking for somebody to take care of me. And I ain't figured out what is the source of my power. No, we ain't figured it out. You know why? Because if you understood the source of your power, you would be investing. You would be investing. But I can build something that would take care of me. You know, I look at this side. It was scary. And you a grown man in your 50s, I'm 56, I know that this pace, I can only do it for so long before I physically break down. How drained I am. And diving through life. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I get up every day and I know how tired I am because I'm nickel and diming through life. You know what nickel and diming is? You get that nickel on your job, that dime on your job.
You're nickel and you're dime and you're looking at it like you're prioritizing.
I got one. I'm making $18 an hour.
Yeah.
And if I stay 6 months, they're going to give me a 25-cent raise. That's nickel and diamond, man.
Yeah. And then you'll be really making the big bucks.
The most I know that you're for the start. You're about to starve. That's all. You and your situation, you're about to starve. Because when everything is going up, you haven't learned the formula for success. Because the truth of it is, you don't trust the Most High. That's the problem. I don't trust him enough to use his formula. And so, to the safe, so that my needs could be met and taken care of. I'll read verse 11.
So, okay, Con.
Go ahead. Nope. What's your question?
So, then the focus should not be, you should be able to take the focus off of yourself and reap abundantly for the benefit of your family, for the benefit of others, instead of looking for the benefit that you're going to get. You're putting in bountifully or abundantly, I'm sorry, because it's going to benefit. You're going to esteem others. You're going to prepare others.
But, we don't understand what bountifully really is. What, read 11?
God.
To being enriched. Read that.
Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness.
Read that again.
Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness. Which causes through us.
Hold on, what does that mean?
Thanksgiving.
To the Most High.
To the Most High, kind.
What does that mean? Enriched in everything to all bountifulness. What does it mean?
You're giving it your all. You're doing as much as
you know.
Enriched. Naturally, because of your works, are selfless. Because of your works are selfless, they're enriched. Because you're not thinking about yourself. You're being enriched in everything. Because you're doing it.
But who does that? Who's the one?
I mean, the only one that actually, with two, the Most High and then Yahushua.
But if we do our part, we're here trying to build up the younger men, build up younger sisters, right? We're making the investment that I'm trying to give to you so that you grow, right? Most High is going to make sure that everybody's growing, that everybody's bouncing. Just like you make sure that they're growing, the Most High, if you make sure their spirit you're taking care of, the Most High is like, whatever you need, I'll make sure that you're taking care of. Because I'm like, I'm not saying that you're wrong, Gabar. Because it is about being selfless. It is about esteeming others better than yourself. You're completely right. But we don't understand that, man. I don't see the light at the end of this tunnel. I'm not seeing that if I go ahead and invest in developing, when we came into this truth, it was going out to get that middle brother. If it was an Ahmad, for yourself, right? Because I had this brother come up, had this brother come to your house, become your neighbor. I'm sorry, just my neighbor. I started teaching, and he kept coming back. So I kept doing what?
And
I enjoyed doing it. I gave it bountifully. I didn't even think about it, man. You'd be on the phone and go on and on and on. It wouldn't even matter. You fed. But the more I was doing that, the most I was taking care of all of us.
I get why a brother might not see the light at the end of the tunnel, because the light at the end of the tunnel is, in his frame of mind, is what he can see. I can't see any light at the end of the tunnel for me.
Or
he's not thinking about,
what did I lose? For old men, they have to re-give themselves. What are they thinking about? All the time I lost? All the sacrifices I made?
Con.
How many years that I've given up? And
it's in your question.
You want me to go?
You just said, how many years have I given up?
Yep. And now we ask the Father, you want me to go back down that road again? I might as well take what I have and be cool with what I have now, which ain't shit. Excuse my language.
And forget that the Most High doesn't work with what you don't have.
But what we gotta look at is what we're fighting every day for. We pray for food. We pray for the lights is on. The water. The heat. I get down like the sufficiencies. The things that we need. It's gotten so bad. We're struggling just to keep those things. Some homes are worse than others. And we really truly don't know the formula that works to gain the Father's favor. We did understand. We've been doing it already. I looked at my condition around myself and be like, the hell with this, man. Have to go invest in some saints. Obviously, this ain't working, right? Obviously, wherever my condition is right now, this ain't working. Just to be able to survive. Getting by. You know what I'm saying? We got really good with those scriptures. Because what we'll say is, well, you know, most of the time you have to be a base to the bounds. I'll be thankful for whatever the Most High does give me. And the Father, he's not telling you not to be thankful. But he's saying, like, man, you can have so much more if you are willing to. Right.
When you're based.
And you know, I like it too. It's not you will have, we would have so much more. We're willing to now give, dedicate the time and energy into developing the saints. From words, don't we? Because I said saints, so not everybody got a, like the elder brother. When these brothers were being sent out, they were having to now take the brothers that was in that was in Corinth. Y'all invested in them. The brothers that was in Macedonia, y'all invest into them. No different than if it's us. The brothers, the new brothers are coming around. We're supposed to be doing what?
Investing in them.
That's the formula to having your needs taken care of, and we have not figured it out.
It's right there, bro. It wasn't about us. It was about the next man.
Son, it's always been that. From day one, it's always been. It was about what you have. We've been focused on trying to make sure that we make it to the kingdom and that we get our rib and kids to the kingdom. So real quick, the ball. Let you go here.
Nine.
So I'm going to get it real quick. You got to finish reading that, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, we skipped it.
I'm down to verse 11. We're down to 11. Read 11, 12. I want you to just read all the way through, right?
Okay.
Read all the way to the end. And then from there, we're going to go to 1 Peter chapter 5, okay? So read that real fast. Finish that up.
2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 11 reads, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to the Most High. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the wants of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto the Most High.
It's supposed to supply the wants of the saints. Right?
God.
What are you talking to? Who's supposed to supply their wants?
Supply their wants.
Who is supposed to do that is the question.
We are.
Right.
Because
we're
the ministers. We're the servants.
Come on.
That's why Paul said, the higher you go, the more a servant.
A servant you become. He said, the greater the art. The greater the art, the more of a servant you become. So read that again.
Come on. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the wants or the want of the saints, but
y'all
is abundant.
So y'all's administration. Administration is y'all's duty, y'all's job, right?
Well, the correct way to do this service, because that's what to admin, to do
right.
Decently and in order, in order for this to work,
just the way
this
has
is
to
how
done.
It has to be served.
And this is your duty. This is your appointment. This is your duty, guy. This is what we're supposed to be doing. Read that one more time.
2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 12 reads, for the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto the Most High.
Yeah.
Whilst by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify the Most High
for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Yahweh.
For your professed what?
Subjection.
So look at, read that one more time. Read it a little slower. You know, we always in the dictionary because it goes a little deep, don't it? He's not using them big words. But read it again.
So while by the experiment or the method or the formula, the experiment of this ministration, they glorify.
Yeah. So everything that we were doing, we were, as a body, we were glorifying the Most High. If we were helping develop them, that was glorifying the Most High. So they were learning from us and becoming better, stronger. That was us glorifying the Most High. You know?
For your professed subjection.
Professed what?
Subjection.
So you're the one that said that you were going to be a soldier, an officer. I subjected myself to this work. I came in and I made myself subject to the work. Read.
Professed subjection unto the gospel of Yahweh Shai. And for your liberal willing distribution unto them.
You chose to do this. It's not everything that you did it for them because you wanted to do it. Nobody twisted your arm. Nobody forced you. You wanted rank. You wanted order. You want position. Nobody forced you. But you did it because you wanted to do it. Read.
And for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men, and by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of the Most High in you. Thanks be unto the Most High for his unspeakable gift.
Damn. But you look at it, he's telling them, man, this is spirit that y'all were in. This is a spirit that we were in when things grew, when we were getting blessed. And the Most High was taking care of it. This is the formula. But we start trusting the Father. Watch, go down. Now, hold that, DeBar. Go to 1 Peter chapter 5, and you're going to read verse 1, okay? 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5, I want you to read verse 1, and you're going to read down to
to as long as 20 minutes,
10 minutes. Brother, 9, I want you to read down to verse 9, all right? First Peter chapter 5, verse 1, down to verse 9, okay?
God.
Then we moving on in this line, all right, brother.
First Peter chapter 5 and verse 1 reads, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Yahweh Shai, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed."
We're partakers of the glory that's going to be revealed. We're going to be here like Christ is going, and they're sitting in the kingdom. That's what we're doing this for. So as a nation, we're sitting in the kingdom, enjoying the glory that is to be revealed. What is our duty? Read.
Feed the flock of the Most High, which is among you.
You're supposed to minister to them. He's telling you take care of them. Feed them. But what are you feeding them with? What are you giving them? I'm giving them wisdom, knowledge, understanding. I'm solving problems, Doc. Working on developing that brother. Okay?
1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 2, again, from the top. Feed the flock of the Most High, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof.
Right.
Not by constraint, but willingly.
Yeah.
Not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind.
You know, we are not getting ready. That's the problem. We're not doing this to get ready for the glory that is going to be revealed to us. We're not getting ready for that. We have different agendas. I'm doing things, but I'm doing it, and I have a whole different agenda. Stop teaching. I stopped cultivating. I stopped working with men, getting us ready for the kingdom. As being lords over the Most High's inheritance.
Heritage.
Go ahead. Oh, what belongs to him? Right?
Kind.
Go ahead.
Neither as being lords over the Most High's heritage, but being in samples to the flock.
I'm supposed to be a what to the flock?
An in sample, which is a step higher than just an example.
But like about it, we just rip out so bountifully. If I'm working with you, I'm working with you, I'm working closely with you. I'm holding your hand. I'm working with you every day, improving you.
That's an
insult.
Right. I'm working with you every day, getting you ready for the glory that is to be revealed. That's my focus. That's supposed to be my focus. Read on.
And when the chief shepherd shall appear,
when that glory that's supposed to be revealed, when Christ comes, read.
When the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away.
That means when Christ comes back, I will receive a crown that won't fade away. Is going to make sure that I get that crown, my investment into the saints, my dedication, what I poured in, that is what's going to guarantee me that crown. Get that.
Come.
We think because we keep in the law of the commandments, that's enough for us to get that crown. Not for what I'm reading.
No. Because it's not just for you to know how to live or to learn, live, and apply. You have to be the example to the sheep. You can't just be thinking about how you're going to get to the kingdom.
You got to ask yourself about
you're trying to prepare. Because that's the focal point, a ready mind, or a prepared mind.
No, we miss, brother. What we're missing is that we get up every day and you look around and there's no saints around me. There's no body around me that I can hold by the hand and do what? be an example to that person. Not an example, right? An example is somebody you see, I'm on the outside looking at you. An example is somebody that I work with every day. I take this person by the hand, and I'm working with them every day. Because we are getting ready.
You can look at it like when Yahweh Shai, when he was washing the feet of the disciples. That's a clear-cut example of an ensample.
So you can look at the fact that he traveled with them step of the way. When Peter cut the ear off the soldier, he put it back on and checked Peter. He was there. From the time Peter asked to walk the water to the time he got ready, he was there. And after he got on that cross, he came back and finished working with them. He was present. Part of his life was about their development because his mind was reading the right mind frame. Get them ready. Face time every day, and we look around, and we ain't getting nobody ready. But I'm convinced I'm doing the work. I'm going to make it to the kingdom. Not from what I'm reading. Verse 5.
Verse 5? First Peter chapter 5 and verse 5 reads, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yeah, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For the Most High resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble.
I mean, in all of that, the humility or the pride would be the fact that we can't be taught anything or we're not around to teach. The pride is in the fact that I'm so busy listening to me. I'm not realizing that I've gotten away from the duty and the administration that was appointed to me. Are we moving on?
Todd. Verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of the Most High, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
Proverbs real quick, all right? Go to Proverbs chapter 29.
Proverbs
29, yep. Read verse 25.
God. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 25 reads, the fear of man bringeth a snare.
We're all getting trapped up. We caught up because we're so worried about men. We caught up that we forget. I'm too busy looking at a man, looking at men rather than put my trust in the Most High. Look caught up on the past and what happened to me or what wasn't there for me and the condition. I'm so caught up on that I'm forgetting to trust in the Father. The fear of men bringeth a snare. Go ahead.
But whoso putteth his trust in the Most High shall be safe.
many seek the ruler's favor, but every man's judgment cometh from the Most High.
To say anything on the ruler's favor, right? Because that's not the point of the scripture. The Most High is trying to show us where we gotta stand before Him, and we're so caught up in men, we forgot who we're supposed to stand before. We're sparingly sowing because I'm in my head trip about what's going on that I'm not realizing that the Father is speaking to me. Every day I don't get this, and I'm not getting that, or I don't have what I need. The Father's showing you because you're not giving enough. I need more from you. There are saints. There are young people that need. There are young spirits that need more from you. You're trying to dwell safe. 28 and
25. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse
28 and verse
26.
Proverbs chapter
27.
Listen, Proverbs chapter 28, verse 25, and then verse 26. We moved on from that one.
Okay, so we left Proverbs 29. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 25 reads, "He that is of a proud mind or heart stirreth up strife."
I can't remember when I done left the formula because of whatever's going on in my head. My mind is, I'm all about pride. It's all about self-preservation. The only person that I'm looking out for is me. I have abandoned the formula that is going to get me to the kingdom. I have lost the mindset to understand, I lost the ability to understand that my way to the kingdom, my way to the kingdom is going to be based on the development of the body and how the body grows. Day-to-day investment. Think about the mall or the security zone, street speaking, whatever I was doing, there was a day-to-day development of younger men. That was me sowing bountifully. Was the brother's house. Now to be there working on those men, that is sowing bountifully. Getting up and out of class with them every day is sowing bountifully. That is the formula. You only do that when you trust the Father. And that's what has been lost. What's been lost is the faith and the trust of the Father. I don't trust that if I do it this way, if I don't do it this way, I'm not going to be blessed. I'm going to get taken advantage of. Well, I can't do it your way because I'm going to be taken advantage of. I'm not getting got over on. I'm not going to let nobody get over on me. You're a fool, man. That's your pride. That is of a proud heart, stirreth up strife. But he that put his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. Verse 6.
Come. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 26 reads, "He that trusteth in his own mind or heart is a fool."
A word. Go ahead.
"But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered."
come out. The Most High, we reading the formula to be delivered.
Wow.
Reading the formula to be delivered. Hold that. And I want you to go to Romans chapter 12 now. Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. All right?
Todd. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of the Most High, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto the Most High, which is your reasonable service.
Oh, what's acceptable by the Most High? Because we're reading it. We can go to these chapters and the Most High is going to tell us, this is acceptable. This is where you find favor with me.
Where he says, I
live our lives.
Therefore,
okay. So how do we live our lives now? And we've convinced ourselves that we are living sacrifice. That we're really doing the thing that brings us favor in the eyes of the Most High. So we just read, have you put your trust in the Father? He said, you'll be fat. You know what I'm saying? You'll be definitely fed, definitely taken care of.
Be fat.
Living large. You know, like Jake said, living large. Living large. Yes. Living large. If you broke, I have not did what? I don't trust the Father. Don't trust the Father. Read on.
Romans chapter 12 and verse 2 reads, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of the Most High.
Well, he said, you got to renew your mind. You have to rededicate yourself so you can be able to now prove this is acceptable for the Father. Look at how he's taking care of me. Look how the body of the nation is growing. We got to renew our minds, man. I'm like, this self-preservation shit ain't working. Because y'all ain't nobody getting blessed by it. Nobody's getting taken care of. But the Father left the formula, and if we keep reading and keep growing and trying to understand the way to get him. Bless
so
us.
Then, so then, I have a question real quick. So then, how do we apply the scripture to work out your own salvation?
Just applied it. You know what? If I understand what the Most High wants, then I got to execute. That is the way you work out your own soul salvation. You save you.
He saved you. Figure it out.
No. I'm not saying that.
Oh, you figure out what you need to figure out what I want.
Yeah, he's telling us.
In order for you to obtain the salvation.
Brother, he's already told us the formula. Go wake up your brothers. Go develop the people around you. Get up and invest. We had it from the beginning. You were working out your own soul salvation. When I was in the camp working every day, I was working on my own soul salvation. What was I doing it for? To make it to the kingdom, right? I was doing that
right
every day. So even when I was in class and I was making mistakes and being corrected of my mistake, I was still working on my salvation. That is the way you work on your own soul salvation. The only soul that you can save is you. But that means I have to, so I have to hold on. I have to fight every day to hold on to the formula. I understand what you mean, man. If I'm not helping, I'm not saving me. I'm not doing anything for me, huh? If I'm not a part of, this work, I'm not doing anything for myself, huh? The apostles laid the groundwork. They weren't individuals out there. Who were they working under and being developed by? Christ. And after Christ left, who worked under them and was developed by them? Chapter 4, chapter 5, Acts chapter 6. Come on. They already laid the foundation. That's individual. What we're trying to do is say, let every man work on his own soul salvation. So I got to be an individual
working
on my salvation. And that is not because we're trying to promote a person in that mind frame is trying to promote being an individual.
Right.
You can't work on your salvation without the body. You know why? Because you need somebody to work on. Someone to work on. This truth is meant to be passed. I'm supposed to have somebody there to pass it through. Learn to serve the Father.
Ephesians.
The app on stop, but let's go. Let's finish this real quick. Ephesians 4 and verse 1, okay?
Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 1 reads, I therefore, the prisoner of the Most High, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called.
I'll read this. Come on. Let me read this to you, man. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. We didn't read far enough down. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as the Most High have dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members are not the same office. Thank you. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing, right, according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy, according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, mean I'm a servant, let us wait on our ministry, or that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, right? It says, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with dignity. He that showeth mercy or diligence. I'm sorry, thank you, Lot. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. He's showing you how we do the job. But not one time, listen, how we do the job and what part we play in the body. He never told us to be no individual. Your duty or your development is to now do your part to help the body. And will be developed to show mercy. Some brothers are going to learn to rule with dignity, with diligence, right? But again, exhort, minister, aren't they going to just serve? Wait. Some that teach, they're going to teach. This is about understanding that the sacrifice, when you present your body a living sacrifice, it's now giving this, what you've developed and grown, what was built in you, that being given to the work, to the body. Sacrifice is doing your part for the body. Is up. I definitely enjoyed
follow the example.
Oh, brother, but
I example of Yahweh Shai, right? Because I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the ensample or by the example, the mercies of the Most High. Who was the mercy? Yahweh Shai. It was the mercy that the Most High gave us.
You got to realize one thing out to his sacrifice. Look what he just did. His sacrifice just wasn't death. He sacrificed his life too.
Was in life too. He was a living sacrifice.
That's the point. The point we're looking at is that it was the job that he was put on this earth to do. He did that. The job that you're put on this earth to do for this, for the body, it is going to be expected of you to do that. We're going to pick this up. We'll pick this up next week, man. We definitely get in. We're going to thank everybody for joining us. Man, it was a great class. Everybody enjoy the Feast of Tabernacles, man. Y'all be safe out there. And with that, we're going to say shalom.
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 Shalom.